Good morning. I'm calling your morning radio show to express my disappointment in the latest Harry Potter DVD release.
What's wrong with it?
I went to the Walmart yesterday to purchase said DVD, brought the DVD home, inserted the DVD into the CD-DVD player, and 10 members of my family gathered around the couch to observe Harry Potter and his Goblins of Fire, and were disappointed when we found no extra features.
What do you mean, extra features?
Maybe behind-the-scenes action, a sort of maybe interactive on-screen video game that maybe you could also take to your Dell laptop and then play online with the Harry Potter in some sort of maze, like in the movie Harry Potter and the Goblins of Fire.
The features, because usually they have those special features on there. Maybe you bought the wrong edition. Maybe there's like a special edition or something.
I bought the Walmart edition. I guess I got greedy with their great savings, and now I'm missing out on the proper behind the scenes. And since I broke the seal on the cellophane packaging, I cannot return the DVD.
Oh, man, you're right. That does suck. Because what, can people can copy them or something? Is that why they do that, Chris?
I think so.
Well, yeah, I'm real sorry to hear that. I really am. So are you going to buy the extended features, or what are you going to do?
I'm going to be sad.
Okay.
It's a choice.
But then I observed your website yesterday and saw the shirtless picture of the Daniel Radcliffe, star of the movie Harry Potter and the Goblins of Fire, and I wet myself, and not in the I-have-to-go-pee-pee way.
Oh, no. Power Hits.